Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely awesome day today. We're having a great time down here in Florida. And just let everybody know, I've got a lot of people asking me about it. Yes, the Ultimate D3 10,000 K2 is on sale right now as product of the week for 5% off, excuse me, 10% off. I just pulled up on the website. That is on sale. You voted. You won. I enjoy the product of the week. It was something that I put together years ago. It's kind of a way to allow the customers to say what they wanted to see. So numerous products go up for voting every single week, and you can go on the front page of the website and vote for what you want to be on sale. We don't manipulate it. I don't play with it. It literally runs until Wednesday, switches over to the new product, whichever one has the highest number of votes. So I encourage you to check that out at healthmasters.com, the Ultimate D3 10,000 K2. And also, as well, the Freedom 5 coupon, July 4th weekend sale. Big sale going on this weekend. Freedom 5 on sale for everything regular products, regular sale products, 5% off. That's Freedom 5. Doesn't have to be capitalized. F-R-E-E-D-O-M and the number 5, no spaces. 5% off regular price products. And if you would like, I went ahead and did this because the D3 is so important right now with keeping everybody's immune system strong and fighting off any type of viruses. D3 is crucial. I talked about that earlier this week. The 5% Freedom 5 coupon can be used in conjunction with the product of the week sale, D3 10,000. It's already on sale for 10% off. That's 15% off total if you use the Freedom 5 coupon on the product of the week, which I rarely ever do that, but that's such an important nutrient right now. I want everybody to be staying healthy and safe. In other news, how are you doing today, Deb?
Also doing absolutely wonderful, just absolutely blessed. Let me tell you a little interesting conversation I had yesterday. I had a friend of mine. I talked to him on the phone yesterday for about an hour or so, and we were talking about one of his children, one of his sons, who basically was insisting on vaccinating the grandchildren, you know, his children. And my friend finally got so frustrated with his own son that he said, "If I could, I'd have you arrested for child abuse." I got everybody's attention this morning. And, putting mercury and aluminum into these babies, into his grandchildren. And he said, "If you would allow me to, I would give you $50,000 to stop vaccinating the kids." And he said, "I'll have to do it on a credit card for a period of several months." And, I mean, think about that for a second, the commitment of this grandfather, the strength of his convictions, you know, to say this to his oldest son. I mean, you know, we've got to think through all of this stuff, guys. You know, why is it that so many of our children don't want to listen? I mean, I've got a child right now who's off the reservation, so to speak. I mean, why is it that, you know, we try and try and try and try? The reality is basically freedom of will. You know, can you imagine how frustrated God felt with Adam and Eve? You know, he creates Adam, creates Eve. Basically, they both go sideways, and he's going, "What the heck? You know, this is nuts." But it's back to this freedom of will stuff. You know, we all have that ability to make these choices and these decisions for ourselves. Now, right now, we're getting a lot of these, I call them parking lot prophecies, which these pastors are coming out saying, you know, that, you know, everything's about to collapse and break down, and we're about to have all this and all that. And, you know, I'm getting these visions and these dreams and all these other things. And one guy was talking about the vultures circling the body of Christ. That's about as negative as it gets. I'm not even going to read you his prophecy. That was ridiculous. You know, be very careful with parking lot prophecies. Here's why. Probably 90% of the time, 95% of the time, 99% of the time, they're wrong. It never happens. You know, if a person claims to be a prophet, they better be right. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me for a second. They better be right, like, all the time. Because if it's really thus saith the Lord, and I'm speaking to you like Elijah or Elisha did in the Old Testament, or Samuel, you know, these guys, when they said stuff, it happened. And these prophecies came true. And so when so many of these people say things, now, if they've got an opinion or they think that something might happen, well, that's all right. But I see it all the time with, you know, Pat Robertson, who I believe is a full-blown Masonic Lodge member. You think, well, I don't think he is. Okay, all right, that's all right. You don't have to think he is. All I know is back in the 90s, he was talking about certain things, including the Federal Reserve Bank and a few other things on his show, and suddenly Bill Clinton threatened to take away his nonprofit status for Regent University. You can do the research on that. And all of a sudden, Pat Robertson started marching to the beat of a different drummer. And all of a sudden, it was all pro-Zionism, pro-this, pro-that. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, so you got to think who you're listening to. And Pat Robertson's notorious for thus saith the Lord. And, you know, and I'm not discounting that. I really believe there are prophets out there that are legitimately being led by the Holy Spirit, led by God to say certain things. And that's why I said it's not 100% wrong. But you got to be really careful who you listen to, because there's a lot of doom and gloom and naysayers out there right now. I believe, and I'm not speaking as a prophet, I believe as an individual from what I've read, and I've told you this throughout this entire week, that in aggregate, if we get together as Christians, and we really get together as Christians, we can stop this onslaught of what's happening. We can start making the changes that we need to make. But the first thing we're going to have to do is wake everybody up to the fact that this ain't Donald Trump doing this. Donald Trump didn't close down Europe. He didn't do that. This is the international banking community that controls the central banks. And what they're planning on doing, they're releasing that 5G stuff in the fall. You know, by the time the 5G gets released, it's going to be unbelievably bad for humans. And by that time, with everybody wearing masks, their immune systems are going to be unbelievably compromised. And they're going to be having all kinds of health issues from the 5G. It'll be perfect for them to say at that point, oh, this is round two coronavirus. It's the coronavirus. It's not the 5G. And here we go again. And they continue to collapse the world economy. You know, Donald Trump now thinks he's the only one who can fix it and how great the economy's doing. And I'm kind of like, all right, well, you haven't been to Atlanta lately. You know, I'm in Atlanta right now. It's like somebody rolled up the parking lots and rolled up the streets, and there's really nobody out there even hardly driving around. I drove in Atlanta yesterday afternoon, and there were traffic jams. Now, if you've ever been in Atlanta with some of their 10-lane superhighways, 10 lanes on one side, by the way, and all of it jammed up, you think, wow, what happened to all the people here in Atlanta? They're going to continue to modulate the closures to reduce the velocity of money, to reduce demand, to allow them to inflate the currency. Now, the other day I was at the National Park, and I told you it was odd because that whole load of folks, the minorities, drove up to me in the National Park, and they weren't really hikers. Yeah, for some reason, and I'm not picking on any particular minority, but most minorities don't really go hiking and camping and laying out, you know, in the woods in a tent. They don't really find that enjoyable. Now, I don't know why. I guess it's just a cultural thing. Who knows? But right now in Breitbart, it says national parks are the latest target, listen to this, of systemic racism claim in America. What? I told you there was something going on the other day when I was in the park. Elements of the left are claiming now that America's national parks are built on systemic racism. The outdoors and public lands suffer from the same systemic racism that the rest of our society does. Joe Pinnell, associate director of the Sierra Club, and that's a super liberal organization, by the way, said in an ABC report titled America's Great White Outdoors. Wait a minute. Nobody told blacks or Hispanics or Chinese they can't go hiking. The report calls the parks stubborn bastions of self-segregation. And he goes, if we don't address this, and we don't see how all these things are interrelated, they're going to risk losing everything, Pinnell said. You're going to have public lands. You're not going to have public lands to enjoy. Wait a minute. How's all this linked to George Floyd? I mean, what the heck? Where did all this stuff come from? And, you know, it was crazy. Your new government data shared first with ABC News shows the country's premier outdoor spaces, the 419 national parks, remain overwhelmingly white. Oh, my God, there's a scary thought. Just 23% of visitors were people of color. Wait a minute. Isn't the population of black folk in the United States about 12 to 15%? And now we have 23% of the visitors to color? Well, that kind of tells me that there's more percentage of blacks coming to the national park or people of color than there are whites. Just thought I'd mention that in passing. The National Park Service found its most recent 10-year survey, 77% were white. And minorities make up 42% of the U.S. population. Oh, now we're not just going to talk about blacks. We're going to talk about all the minorities. What the heck? How can you be a minority if you're 42% of the population? That's a pretty big chunk of people. The U.S. Census Bureau projects people of color, I guess it's every race other than white. I don't know. I'm just what they're not saying. That will be majority in America by 2044 in a demographic shift that will impact park attendance and finances. So, you know, here's the thing. Are they telling us now that because the national parks are racist, that they're going to stop funding the national parks or they're going to close them down? Is that what they mean? You know, every time I go to the national park, there are always other people from other countries, other races, speaking different languages on the national park. That's true. And there are occasionally some black folks that are out there hiking too. I very rarely see that, but it is, but I do see that. But we have all kinds of Chinese and Russians and all these other different people from all these different countries around the world always hiking. And, you know, it's funny because it says in one person says, quote, "When I was a child, I felt like an outsider trying to gain entrance, except now I am an American and this is my country." What? Where are these people saying this, and why are they saying this? Lack of transportation to national parks. Here we go. It's because you don't have a job because you're on welfare. And the cost of visiting, a lot of parks like the Great Smoky National Park are free, were cited as the top reasons people, especially black and Hispanic Americans, don't visit them. So you don't have a job, so you don't have a car, so you can't get to the national park. So that's the white people's fault. Twice as many black and Hispanic Americans said they don't know what to do in national parks. Okay, well, you know, they don't know what to do. Well, that's because they haven't been there. When asked if they'd share the same interests as people to visit national parks, 34% of black respondents and 27% of Hispanics said no, compared with only 11% of whites. So basically here we have a thing in which we have a cultural difference. It's cultural. Okay, black people don't want to go to the national parks in general. All right, I'm okay with that. White people don't want to live in a ghetto filled with drug dealers. All right. Hispanics don't want to go to national parks because they don't have a car to get there. They don't know what to do when they get there. Okay. So why does that make going to the national parks racist? I mean, think about this for a second, friends. Why in the world is hiking in a national park a racist activity? Oh, and then it goes on to say that the reason the national parks were first developed was so that the people could leave the cities and get away from people of color to get away, and that means it's all racist. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, who would come up with these people? In many ways, listen to this. The Sierra Club's guy goes, in many ways, the national parks are created by removing indigenous people. This is like, this would be the Indians, from those lands and creating refugees for more affluent white people to get away from the city, which we're becoming black and brown, Pinnell said. So we have to deal with that history and that legacy. You know, I'm about to say a bad word. You know, heck with these people. I mean, these people are nuts. If someone wants to go to the national park, why do we have to make it a racist act? If somebody wants to hike, I mean, I didn't leave the state of Florida until I was 18 years old. Never left. My parents were divorced, never had that opportunity. One of the first trips I did was go to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. I mean, it was one of the most I'd never seen mountains. I'd never seen snow. I was 18 years old. And I saw all of this stuff and I thought, wow. And the first trip that I did basically took me to Great Smoky National Park. It took me all the way out to Yellowstone. It took me out. I saw snow for the first time. And I thought, whoa, this is absolutely amazing. How beautiful this is. Oh, I love the mountains. That's the first time I got hypothermic. I slept in a tent without a ground pad, got really chilled by a stream in Great Smoky Mountain National Park. Thought I was going to freeze to death. I had to jump up in the middle of the night, jump in the car, turn the heater on, shaking like a leaf. Thought, wow. Won't do that again. You got to have a ground pad. And so you learn all these things as a child. And so why is that a racist act? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, but I knew something was going on last week when I was at the park. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Oh, no, you're exactly right. And this is exactly the aspect of Marxism and pushing the agenda of communism, is they want to change and rename and restructure everything. Because the only way to push a full communist agenda to completely overtake the country and push it into a giant new world order, basically a new world communist order, because remember, communism is based solely for the controllers. The individuals, the peasants, the workers, there's no freedom for them. It's complete and total control by the all-powerful state or country or globe, I guess you want to put it that way, with the UN trying to take control of everything right now. And so this is what they want to do. They want to remove the history, because if they can slowly remove and rename history, but right now we're going to remember all this. We're going to be irate about all this. They start coming in and doing all this stuff, and we are. And we're being very vocal and making a stand with a lot of this stuff. But remember, in 20 to 30 years, you know, when I'm in my 60s, pushing into my 70s, my children, if they ever go to visit these places, you know, now in the future and stuff like that, they're not going to remember anything different. It's going to be what they've all known. They're not going to know any different. So when I'm gone and my kids are in their 30s or 40s, I check out, whatever that is, I don't know. That's all they're ever going to remember. So when they had their kids, and their kids are in 10, 20 years old, and they're taking them on trips, that part of history will pretty much be forgotten. There may be a cliff note somewhere in a museum. Oh, yes, this area was once called this. And, you know, we reached back at a time when racism was still systemic in 2020, and we decided to change it in order to beat racism. And that'll be the big cliff note in a museum somewhere on the top floor that they'll have. And that's what they want to do, because they want to complete and totally, fundamentally change what this country is. What's interesting now, I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday, just to bring this up. A good buddy of mine has got a custom shop locally, and he's been dating this girl for about 4 or 5 years now. He needs to marry her, but whatever they've been dating, not my problem. And so he's like I am. He's very awake, very vocal. She is a little bit more timid with it. She kind of believes a little bit more the narrative, but she's starting to wake up to stuff. And so she got a cold last week and wasn't feeling real good. And he's like, listen, he's like, you may need to go to the doctor. You don't feel good. And she's like, no, I'm fine. Well, after a couple of days, she's like, okay, I'm going to go. But she wasn't really having COVID symptoms. It was more like a sinus problem. And, you know, sinuses aren't really anything with COVID, but it was like a constant sinus problem. She's getting like a sinus infection. So he's like, you probably need to go to the doctor and get antibiotics. Okay. So she goes to the doctor. He called me last night. She goes to the doctor. The doctor goes, okay, we're going to test you out. Obviously, we have to test you for COVID because you're here. And, you know, everybody's getting tested for COVID. She's like, well, I don't think I have COVID. I think I have, like, a sinus infection. You know, I'm not really having a lot of these other symptoms. And they're like, okay. So they come back, and they say, okay, your COVID test came back negative. It's not tested and positive. It's negative for COVID. So here's your papers. This is going to give you antibiotic. And so they give her, like, all these papers, and she's looking at them. And sure enough, like 3 pages down, she's got her paper basically stating that she understands that she is basically tested, or she is basically putting it down as a COVID patient. And she goes, well, what is this? I tested negative. They said, well, as a precautionary measure right now, because you're sick, we're basically putting you down as a COVID patient. You're COVID. She goes, but I tested negative. Well, that could have been a false negative. You could actually have it, but it could have just tested negative. So we're putting it down as COVID. She goes, but I don't have COVID. I don't even have the symptoms of COVID. I got a sinus infection. They said, yeah, but as a precautionary measure, we're putting you down as COVID. And she got kind of flustered and left. And she came back in and she flipped out. She told me, this is ridiculous. He goes, I told you. I've been telling you for months. This is what this is all about. They want to push the numbers up as high as they can to scare everybody, to make sure all these things. Remember, they financially incentivize the hospitals now. Remember, that $2.2 trillion, vast, vast amount of money. Hundreds of billions of dollars were allocated to medical groups and hospitals and clinics. Understand that. It was there to fight COVID. So they have hundreds of billions of dollars sitting there in a petty cash account now for every single person that tests positive to be reimbursed to the hospital. This is exactly what they did to increase the amount of COVID cases. And this is what exactly they're trying to do. And so we've seen now this COVID / BLM terrorist group, Antifa group, collide with this massive surge of uncertainty and fear and violence and just total anarchy and chaos in the country. And that's what's going on now. And I saw something last night, and it made sense.
And it kind of made sense to what we're starting to see with the economy and really what they're trying to do to push the communist agenda. Remember how they've increased the massive amount of unemployment? You know, it's like, what, $600, $700, $800 a week, something like that, most places, a week. I mean, you can make, like, good money getting on unemployment now. And then, of course, you have all the other things that they're handing out now with, you know, the SNAP programs, the assisted housing. All that hasn't changed. They have the unemployment's even higher. Higher money now. And of course, they gave everybody their little $1,200 stimulus check. And so everybody's, you know, oh, I need more money from the government. I need more money from the government. Well, at the same time, a lot of people are out of work. Well, everybody's been kind of wondering, we've been looking at this, why all these big companies, you know, Amazon, these big conglomerate companies, whether it's Coca-Cola, Kellogg, so forth, these big companies that own all these other tree companies that go down, why they've been really supporting this whole COVID push. Well, it's very clear. The deepening slump is undoubtedly going to create a permanent underclass, right? We're going to see this now. I mean, there's, what, tens of millions of new unemployment cases and people out of work right now. So once this starts to go back to a new normal, is what they keep telling everybody, and the unemployment checks stop and the stimulus money stops, people are going to be eager to work for a penny of what they earned before the crash, just because they're going to need a job now. And they're going to say, okay, well, you know, you need to get a job here. We'll give you this now. We'll do this for you. So then you have this issue of profitability with these companies now, mass stimulus checks and mass amount of money that these companies have been able to get, especially through these payroll protection programs, consolidation with these giant companies buying up all these smaller mom-and-pop companies that we've already seen now, and wait till a lot of these defaults occur from all these loans of these smaller companies, and now you're going to have cheaper labor. People are going to want to work just to have a job. So why wouldn't these corporate bosses love the idea of crashing the economy through COVID? Because it's a win-win situation. And then you start to have all these other things going on now, like the University of Tennessee. They have now stated that they are the first university in the country that will make COVID-19 vaccine mandatory for students when available. Mandatory to go back on campus to go to classes, you will now have to have a COVID-19 vaccine and a flu vaccine now. And of course, they're saying that they will allow religious and medical exemptions. Of course, they always start like that. And then as we've seen in California and other places, they start removing the medical exemptions. Or should I say, they allow them, but they make them next to impossible to get a hold of a medical exemption in California now. I mean, there's been instances, and we've talked about it before, where children have gotten vaccines and have severe adverse effects, severe seizures, I mean, you know, massive fevers, being in the hospital for weeks on end, and they go to get a medical exemption. They say, we can't grant you that medical exemption. It's not conclusive that the vaccine caused that. They said, within 12 hours of getting the shot, my son had started having grand mal seizures. Well, you got to understand, that's just coincidence. It's probably something he ate. It really could have been the vaccine. You can't really be that sure about it. We're going to have to basically deny your medical exemption. They go, oh, my gosh. They go back in to their pediatrician. They're trying to get them in school. Say, you got to get another round of shots. Get another round of shots. Bam, going to seizures again. I need a medical exemption. They cannot handle these toxins you're putting in them. You know, two times, probably coincidence. You know, let's see if it happens a third time. They do this. California now. Sadistic. It's horrible. This is what they're going to do with COVID. It's going to do with the vaccine. They're going to keep pushing it. And this is why they're getting everybody geared up with a face mask in Lakeland. Lakeland city limits now, as of yesterday, the city commissioners in Lakeland now mandated face masks to be worn everywhere in a public setting. Everywhere. So unless you're in your vehicle, you're in your home, you have to wear a face mask now in Lakeland. You have to wear it. That's why I've encouraged everybody, get a doctor's note. I got one. I'm going to sit in my truck right now. I'm planning on going to Lakeland probably next couple weeks. I don't have to go over there right now, so I don't care to grace their, my presence. I mean, that's sarcastically, so I don't want to deal with them right now. But I'm planning on going over there. They said it's mandated till August 2nd. Entire month. You cannot be in public without a face mask in the city of Lakeland, Florida. And if you get caught with it without a medical exemption or a disability exemption, they're fining you $250. Remember, it's not a criminal offense. It's a civil infraction. It's very difficult to fight and actually win that. So they're going to say, well, you don't have to go outside. You can stay at home. You can order food at home. You can order, you know, takeout and have somebody pick it up for you. This is what they're doing. This is all all about control and manipulation. It's exactly what's going on with BLM. Of course, the phrase Black Lives Matter is accurate. All Black Lives Matter. There's no argument there. Nobody's arguing that. All Hispanic Lives Matter. All White Lives Matter. All Lives Matter. We have been made in the image of God Almighty Himself. Of course our lives matter. Every single one of our lives matter. But the rhetoric and the propaganda and the violence, the violence that BLM is promoting, I mean, I saw the other day, basically, the White House press secretary, she was going, the new one, and she's one of the quotes that they were chanting. They had a video of it on another phone. You know, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. That's a pretty violent comment. That's some pretty angry rhetoric to be putting out there. So yes, do all Black Lives Matter 100%? Does the organization, is it a full-blown Marxist leftist group that's trying to instill communism in the country through means of basically another Bolshevik revolution in the United States, so to speak? From what happened in Russia, you can implant it here now. Exact same ideas, exact same violence, exact same propaganda, almost to a T. Yes, that's exactly what they're promoting. So when you see this going on, and I see these people promoting this and putting this, I agree with the slogan, all Black Lives Matter, because all lives matter. But sitting here promoting this, we're going to change military base names, and we need to change national park names. You know, it's funny. I saw somebody say the other day, I haven't heard one single thing brought up about the Federal Reserve from Black Lives Matter. Not one thing. Not the Federal Reserve. Not the enslavement of the entire United States populace through the IRS and the Federal Reserve Banking Act from 1913. They're the biggest slave owners in this country. Put numbers on everybody. If you don't pay the money that we demand you pay us, we're throwing you in prison. You're an indentured slave. Not once. I could get behind that. Black Lives Matter started saying, you know what? Federal Reserve is the biggest slave owner in the country. We're going to start protesting the Federal Reserve. Abolish the Fed. I said, whoa. Now you guys are talking. Now you guys are waking up. But defund the police? It's ironic. It's so ironic. I've seen this in numerous videos now, including the video that I saw yesterday over there in Michigan. I told you guys the interaction at Chipotle with that lady, the other lady. She pulled a gun on her because they were trying to basically unlawfully detain or unlawfully imprison. I asked my brother about that. I showed him the video. And it's funny how as soon as something happens, they want to run around and yell, defund the police, abolish the police, we want the police out of our neighborhood. But as soon as something happens to them, like a car tries to drive freely unmolested on their way, and they jump in front of it and they intentionally jump on the hood, they say, get the tag number, call the police. Or as soon as they get accosted, they say, call the police. As soon as they get a gun pulled on them, call the police. You guys can't only have it one way. You can't have it both ways. You either want law enforcement to be there to have your back when you really need them, or you want to have full-blown anarchy. Either way is your choice. Everybody's got a choice. But don't be sitting there playing the fence. Defund the police. We're going to abolish the police. We want to completely change history. We want everything to self-police. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's not all what you want. You want you to have your way all the time, or you want to have a screaming fit on the ground, crying and sobbing until somebody comes change your diaper. That's what you want. That's exactly what these people are promoting. And so it's interesting now. I saw over a video game developer, basically, that has done the game Modern Warfare, Infinity Ward. I played Modern Warfare some when I was younger. Interesting game. Great game as far as tactics, some of the weapons. They have now come out, and so on every time a loading screen comes up, they say Black Lives Matter in bold on it now. Every time, every single time, they're instilling that phrase into the younger generation's brain in the loading screen. Think about that for a second. Not all American lives matter. Not all lives in the entire world matter. I don't see Black Lives Matter protesting Planned Parenthood. When's the last time you saw that? When's the last time you saw them have a protest at Planned Parenthood? I haven't seen that at all, because they're not going to. Because they're a Marxist agenda. So understand, when you start supporting these groups, look at what they're really about and look at what they're really supporting. And realize, when people start coming in and saying they want to change the names of buildings and parks and military bases and ban, you know, things that are on syrup bottles and movies and video games, that has nothing to do with racial justice. That has nothing to do with equality for all. That is everything to do with a Marxist agenda right out of the Communist Manifesto. Understand that. Speak your mind, stand your ground, and continue to speak the truth, Ed.
Austin, you're absolutely right. And I tell you what, you know, people don't realize how many people don't want to tell the truth. You know, yesterday we talked about how the BBC and how Britain now was no longer backing Black Lives Matter because they were becoming anti-Semitic. What happened is they probably said something about the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, in the United States or in England, and they started posting comments, which is exactly what you said they need to do, and so therefore they get busted and get brand, you know, pushed out. And this is what's happening all over the world. When people start talking about the things they should talk about, suddenly they're no longer important, and they really don't have to have any, you know, foothold. I know what happened to me back in the 90s. I've been fighting these globalist clowns since, you know, 1980 when I started, you know, Health Masters. And 1981, actually. And what was crazy about it is I was talking about the top 10 foods never to eat. And I was going into these big conventions on a major TV and radio talk shows and talking about this, I mean, thousands of times. And suddenly, I stopped getting invitations to come back. Suddenly, the producer won't return a phone call. Oh, suddenly they were telling me before that I was like increasing their numbers and getting them a much bigger market share when I came on as a guest, but suddenly I was no longer welcome to be on their station. And this was happening over and over and over again. So finally I began to realize, wait a minute, I've been, oh gosh, I can't say this word, but I guess I need to say it, I've been blackballed. Whoops. I'm not saying that in a racist content, you know, laugh. But I was blackballed. I was basically told that I couldn't be on the shows anymore. And a few of them told me that. They said, we're sorry, you know, we have sponsors that are promoting drugs and blah, blah, blah. And they said they don't want you on. One of them was so bold as to say, you can't have him talk about diet sodas anymore or we'll pull our advertising away from you for all of our diet soda commercials. And I'm talking a major affiliate in Tampa. And all of these things I saw slowly erode when Bill Clinton deregulated the FCC and allowed a group like Clear Channel to come in if they wanted to and buy up every single station in a market. See, before Bill Clinton did that, you could only own one organization, one corporation could only own one radio or TV station in a market. It was done on purpose to prevent propaganda, to allow dissemination of the news, the real news, so that one person or one aggregator could control all of the news. So when Bill Clinton did that back in the early 90s, suddenly we had 10,000 radio stations in the country. Suddenly 10,000 radio stations got bought up and like 4,000 and 5,000 would be bought up by one giant group. And suddenly they would say what would be heard on those 4,000 or 5,000 stations. And the problem is they bought up the major stations. You know, they didn't buy up the little mom and pops in the middle of nowhere that were a 500 or 1,000 watt AM station that didn't have any listeners anyhow. They didn't buy those. They let those collapse. They bought all of the other ones that actually had a large footprint in huge areas. I was personally involved in watching it. And this is what they do, Austin. They come in and they tell you, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say this, you can't do that. By the way, the NFL, by the way, has decided they will play Black National Anthem prior to week one. Every league will play Lift Every Voice's Sting before the season openers. The NFL will reportedly play the Black National Anthem in week one. The decision to play the song comes from the death of Minneapolis career criminal George Floyd, which led to nationwide protests over racial inequality and police brutality. All right, now let me say something here. Now we're going to have multiple national anthems. This is directly against nationalism. This is splitting the country even further and further and further and further. Another article came out, said research and scientific studies with rigorous control standards are critical. And now these studies are being done, and they're saying if you don't wear a mask, you might be a psychopath. Wait a minute. So now they're saying if you don't wear a mask, you're a psychopath. Okay? And the rigorous control study has proven this. Wait a minute. That means that's a mental condition that's listed as a psychiatric disorder, which means that you need to be on meds. Whoa, do you see where this is going? If we walk through a town and there's 10% of the population saying, I will not wear a mask, they're psychopaths. They have a mental disorder and they need to be medicated or hospitalized or, worst case scenario, institutionalized. Wait a minute. You know, what about freedom? What about the First Amendment? What about maybe I don't want to wear a mask when I'm in downtown Lakeland in a public area or walking around on the streets? What about that? What about I don't want to have a made-up disease put on top of me? God, this whole disease, you know, it goes right back to what they said a few years ago. You can't let a major event like this, you know, stop. You know, you have to use it to the best of their ability, and that's what they're doing. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump now is basically saying that his son-in-law is basically giving him some really bad information, and he's no longer going to listen to him to the way he was before. Now, let me tell you why that's happened. Just so you're not going to believe any of this stuff, okay? Jared Kushner ain't going nowhere, okay? Him and his little plucked eyebrows, all right? God, that guy's, yeah, okay. Report basically says that Trump is asking for no more of Jared's woke SH. Source claims that Trump regrets listening to Kushner in the past. Okay, first of all, let me explain something to you. Why hasn't Jared Kushner been kicked out of the White House? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's Shabbat Lubavitch. Yeah, he's Kabbalist. Yeah, okay, whatever. You know, even Carlton Tucker says that basically Kushner is a liberal. That mean, and you know, Bill Clinton or Donald Trump is supposed to be listening to Tucker. I mean, why in the world do you have these pro-abortion, pro-liberal people who want to actually empty out the prisons in the White House listening to Trump and get rid of police departments? Jared Kushner is basically, if you told me, I'm going to say something. This is my opinion. My opinion, okay? I'm not making any big claim here. It's my opinion. If Jared Kushner ended up being the Antichrist, I mean, the son of perdition, you know, Lucifer incarnate, walking out on the third temple steps, declaring himself God, I would not be surprised. Not going to be surprised. I personally believe that, you know, Ivanka was pulled into a Mossad honeypot and basically was given Kushner to date. I believe that they got married and she converted to Judaism, renounced Jesus Christ, renounced the virgin birth. This is Trump's daughter he's so proud of. And basically is being used now, and I personally believe that Jared Kushner is Mossad. Now, that's my opinion. Well, you can't say. Well, yeah, I just said it. I mean, did you know that Ghislaine Maxwell was Mossad? That Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad? The infiltrations of these organizations, the CIA, MI6, Mossad, into the different levels of government in so many different nations around the world is systemic. Ghislaine Maxwell, who I don't think is going to be alive much longer, but she won't die. She'll just be given a new identity. She basically has books with thousands of girls and thousands of men who were basically blackmailed by Jeffrey Epstein, who were in many cases high government leaders and officials who were controlled. You know, even Trump's, one of Trump's own picks now, one of his own judges has come out and said that Trump cannot be allowed to stop this massive appointed, you know, storm of immigrants coming across the border. Trump-appointed judge overrules Supreme Court, says that Trump can't stop flood at the border. This is one of the guys that Trump put in office. So you think, what the heck? Trump actually appointed him, this guy by himself, and now he's going back and saying he can't do it. A federal judge late Tuesday night struck down a Trump administration rule that banned most migrants from receiving asylum at the southern border with Mexico. U.S. District Court Timothy Kelly said the administration failed to follow the procedural law governing how regulations can be implemented. In other words, tough luck, Trump, which requires an advance notice and a period for the public to comment on the proposal. These procedures are not a mere formality. Kelly, who was appointed by President Trump, said in his opinion, the rule was implemented last year by the Justice Department and Homeland Security in an attempt to crack down on immigrants. It makes all applicants at the southern border ineligible for asylum unless they had previously applied from another country or victims of sex trafficking. Now, here we go. So now we're seeing from this judge that Trump put into position of power that he can't do that. guys, we have to understand what's happening here in this country. When these Democrats, these socialists from these communist countries, who were basically made communists through Operation Condor back in the 60s and 70s by the CIA with the overthrow of their governments, are coming into this country 60, 70 years after living under a communist regime down there, they're coming here to vote communism. They're coming here to vote Democrat. They're coming here to vote socialist. And you can't untrain them to do that. They've been programmed. And now we have judges that Trump has appointed that are going against Trump. Remember what I told you? This judge thing and these people that he's putting in and these CFR members is, I mean, literally more than any other president ever has. Trump is being used as a figurehead, a caricature, like I said yesterday, against nationalism. He basically is a liar. Yeah, I said that, didn't I? He lied about what he was going to do. He lied about making America great again. And remember, the guy, I think it was Goldberg, said right before they killed him on YouTube that Trump's children were promised a high-level position in the New World Order if Trump went along with the program. Now, whether that's true, I don't know. Goldberg supposedly is dead. Now, did Goldberg really say that, but did Trump really get that offer? I don't know. I don't operate in those circles. But it sure seems weird, because this guy sure is acting like he doesn't want to win another term for president. Like he made this thing, this goal that he had to be president of the United States, and he's doing everything he can now to lose to a senile Joe Biden. Here's another interesting article. The trans ideology of less than 1% of the UK population has bullied the other 99%. And this woman writes this article. I posted it. It's by Joanne Williams. And she basically said, hey, look, we don't all go along with this. We're not going to believe all of this stuff. We're not going to have 1% of people who are transgenders telling the other 99% of what they're supposed to believe. Like I said the other day, Obama did this to us. Guy pretends like he's a woman. All right? Well, there's something wrong with him. That's a mental disorder. He's not a woman. He's got a penis. He's got testicles. Okay, I just thought I'd mention that. Even if he's had them removed, he was born with those. He's got a Y chromosome. He's not a woman. He's a man. But he wants to pretend like he's a woman. Like Bruce Jenner. Oh, I'm going to be a girl now. I mean, okay, well, that's weird. There's something wrong with you. I think you need to see a psychiatrist or at least get saved or something. Oh, no. I'm going to be a woman now. Okay, well, I don't think you're a woman. Yeah, you have to think I'm a woman, but I don't. No. You have to pretend with me that I'm a woman, or you're racist and you're a bigot against transgenders. So I love it, the fact that this woman's calling them out, that 99% of the women, the people in Great Britain, are being bullied by 1% of transgenders. Guys, the transgenders movement is another satanic infiltration into our society to try to destroy the fabric of our society. That's all it is. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Oh, absolutely, bud. I mean, this is exactly what they're trying to promote with this. And I saw something the other day where they were talking. Let me pull it up again real quick. It was from the UN, okay? So the UN put another article out a couple weeks ago. Excuse me, yesterday. This is the newer article. Antonio Guterres from the United Nations basically put out an article telling us how the U.S. needs to handle all of this, how it's basically our fault about COVID if we don't listen to them, and how our financial demise is going to be our fault if we don't listen to them. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. And what's interesting after that, it said that after all, I'm quoting this, after all, we cannot simply return to the systems that gave rise to the current crisis. We need to build back better with more sustainable, inclusive, gender-equal societies and economies. And this is exactly what they're promoting. And ironically about this, the COVID or the financial issue has nothing to do with sustainable or inclusive or gender rights or LGBTQ rights and all this other stuff. That's nothing to do with that. But that's what they want to promote, and that's the agenda that they want to continue to keep pushing. Also, too, in other news, a lot of people have always had mixed emotions and mixed responses about Elon Musk. I've always said it's interesting how somebody can continually bankrupt the company and go broke and then continually get tens of millions of dollars again in loans from the banks, as Tesla has got numerous times. I'm not saying some of the cars aren't pretty cool, technology's pretty cool, but it's obviously something that we've seen is he's pretty much another banker boy like, you know, Amazon and some of the other guys. Well, it's interesting now, Elon Musk has now just joined Big Pharma to cash in on the new COVID vaccine development. Oh, imagine that. Remember when they came out 2 months ago and Trump came out with his Operation Warp Speed and blatantly said pretty much they have a blank check? The DOD Pentagon has a blank check. This is a military operation now to pretty much allow any company that can produce a vaccine as fast as they possibly can with an open-ended cost. I mean, just pretty much as much as it's going to be. Well, Big Pharma's reaping all of this. This is why all of these pharmaceutical companies, if you guys have noticed in the stock market, they've been skyrocketing through the roof because they're getting tens of billions of dollars. Well, Fierce Pharma announced today that Tesla CEO Elon Musk has now signed an agreement with German vaccine maker CureVac to make what is known as a portable molecular RNA printer, is what they call an RNA microfactory, to help produce doses of the German vaccine maker COVID-19 shot. They said German vaccine maker CureVac has basically lost some shine when they failed some of their research tests. However, though, Elon Musk has now come in and signed a deal with them to make portable molecular RNA printer, which are known as RNA micro factories, to help produce doses of the German vaccine maker's COVID-19 shot. Now, I don't really even know what this is. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to have to look this up. Something that's a portable molecular RNA printer to make RNA microfactories. This whole COVID vaccine, not only the push for it, just in general for a vaccine has been troubling, but the fact that we have an RNA vaccine that has never been approved by the FDA for human usage, get this much money, this much publicity, and this much demand for people to take is grossly troubling to me. And now what we're seeing with this, and what's funny, I pulled some more research on CureVac, this company that Elon Musk just partnered with, and you'll find that CureVac got a $34 million grant recently from the Bill Gates-funded Coalition for Emergency Preparedness and Innovation to develop the RNA vaccine. You know, you can't make this stuff up. These guys just wash money around, if you notice that. They all continue to get richer and richer and richer through the theft and taxation of the United States populace. It's quite nauseating, to be honest with you. But this is exactly what's going on. And at the same time, in Africa now, you don't see this very often. Now in South Africa, they are protesting out the wazoo now. You go, why are they protesting in South Africa? I mean, what were they possibly protesting? What about that? They're protesting to no longer have vaccines tested in their country. They're saying now they're protesting heavily against Africa's first COVID-19 vaccine trial. They're now burning their face mask on Wednesday and holding up signs such as, no to the Gates poison. We don't want the gates of hell here. Another one said, we're not guinea pigs. No unsafe vaccines in this country. And so pretty much what you're seeing here is they came in, and obviously Bill Gates came in again with backing one of Britain's vaccine development university out of Oxford, and they've got 2,000 volunteers out of Johannesburg, South Africa, to take part in a COVID-19 trial test. They're saying that it's important that vaccines be tested in Africa to see how they perform in local context, the professor stated. And what's interesting is we've seen this now over and over and over again. The reason why they do this is because they get the green light from the United Nations and the WHO and all these other countries to basically test these unbelievably toxic vaccines on the African population so there is no blowback. They don't have any type of significant blowback when it comes to legality issues when people start dropping dead. And their reports, and I can never verify this, but their reports when the Ebola was exploding, 4 or 5 years ago now in Africa, a lot of the militias, the black militias in Africa, started going in and fighting and shooting the scientists that were coming in. But they're reporting on this partially, saying that they're fighting back. They don't want to be cured. They're killing some of the scientists, and these militias are coming in. Now, the whole story about that, if you actually did your research, was because people were completely healthy in some villages, and these scientists, so to speak, came in to give them Ebola vaccines, and all of a sudden, within 2 to 3 days, half the village was dying from Ebola, and they caught on to it real quick. This is something that Bill Gates has been notorious for. He also did this in India. India recently threw him out, I think, 2 years ago, because the polio vaccine that he was dispersing in the country caused causing enormous side effects all across the country in young children. Understand who's behind this and realize that there's way more to this than back and forth racial problems in the United States and all these other angry things that are going on. Those are all designed to keep people distracted on what's going on. Are they very real problems as far as progressing with anarchy and violence? Yes, that's obviously a real problem locally that you see in some areas. But that's not the root cause. That's the pixie dust that they throw up in the air to distract you. You go, ooh, look at that. And you're not bothering to look under the rock in the mud to pull the cockroach bankers out that are actually pulling the strings behind the scenes and pushing everybody into this chaos right now. So it's very important. Everybody, use your mind, stand your ground, spread this information, get these shows out there, and of course, stay strong and healthy. Is there a virus floating around? Yes, there's a virus that floats around every single day of your life. You're exposed to them. Is COVID, can it make you sick? 100%. Do people get sick from it? Yes. Do people that have bad health conditions or people that don't take care of themselves, are they more susceptible to horrible side effects and possibly dying from COVID? Yes, that's a possibility. But understand, if you keep your immune system strong, you continue to keep your D3 levels up and your vitamin C levels up, as I've shown in numerous researchers, and so is Dad. The vitamin C is crucial, along with the D3, to keeping your immune system strong. On top of that, eating clean, staying healthy, using good sanitation habits, exercising, just doing some mild cardiovascular exercise, like getting outside and walking, getting on a round trampoline, doing some push-ups or sit-ups at your house. Whatever you can do to keep your blood flow, because remember, blood flow and circulation is crucial to health. It causes the body to circulate its blood through the liver, detoxes the body, keeps the body more mobile, active, helps your brain, helps your heart, increases mental energy, as far as mental acuity, increases energy. Exercise is crucial right now because a lot of people, it's why they close down all the gyms, they want people to be as sedentary as possible. I mean, it's so ironic now with this stupid face mask. I talked to a buddy the other day. They were up in north, I think like towards St. Augustine, and they went into a restaurant to go eat. And the hostess said, you can't come in. You have to wear a mask. And they looked around, and nobody was wearing masks. They were sitting down eating. And they said, nobody else is wearing masks. They said, well, you have to wear a mask to be seated. And then once you start eating, you sit down, you can take a mask off. And they laughed. They said, so you're telling us we have to go back out to our car, put on a mask to walk 30 feet to our table. Then we can take our mask off, and we all keep circulating the same air. Well, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have to wear a mask to come in here. And they left. They were like, no, we're not. We're done. This is the lunacy that's being promoted. It's all about control, manipulation, and submission. Get a doctor's note. You can, it doesn't matter. You get a chiropractor. It doesn't matter. You have to go to the ER to get one. Get a doctor's note. Stand your ground on this and make it vocal. If you go out in public and if something starts escalating, they want your doctor's note, you show it to them. Remember, via the ADA, the American Disability Act, they cannot technically refuse you service or they are discriminating against you. Now, they may be able to tell you to go outside. This private property will shop for you or will basically allow you to put your phone order and we'll bring it out to you. But they cannot discriminate against you because of a health disability. They cannot do so, or a health problem or a disability. They cannot do so. So understand that and know your laws when you get involved in this, especially if you got a doctor's note you're waving around because it may escalate in some areas. But I'm telling you right now, the only way we're going to fight this is to stand your ground on this and make a point when you go out in public, because so many people are scared little sheep, and then you have a lot of people that aren't even scared. They know really what's going on, but they're capitulating just because they don't want to deal with the conflict. Stand your ground, speak your mind, continue to stay in shape, Dad.
You're absolutely right, Austin. You got to be vocal. Last night we walked into a restaurant here in Atlanta, and nobody had a mask on except for the servers. And I said, can we be seated? They said, sure. Yesterday I got my hair cut. And the lady who was cutting my hair, it was at a studio in her home, she goes, she had no mask on. I looked at her, I said, thank you for not wearing a mask. She goes, well, if you'd been wearing a mask, I would have put mine on because it's law here in North Carolina to have to wear a mask when you're cutting hair. She goes, but then I checked my O2 levels. They were at 92% after one day wearing a mask. I'm not going to do that, because that massively increases the risk of different types of diseases. By the way, the United Kingdom now has ordered 65 million injection devices from Becton Dickinson for a vaccine program. That's to inject everybody in the country. And Lieutenant Colonel Marginis, who's written multiple books, he said now that progressive hate is what Christians will do to progressive hate of Christians, that they will do to us, the communists, what the Nazis did to the Jews on Kristallnacht. Now, when he said that, I thought about it because I know a lot about Kristallnacht. That was back in 1905. In 1933, Samuel Untermeyer declared war on Germany from international Jewry on WABC in New York City. And when he did that, they pretty much stopped all imports coming into the United States from Germany. In fact, they had protests up in New York where they found some socks one time. I think it was at Macy's or one of these other big department stores. I don't remember which one it was. And basically, they were protesting in the streets that the socks were made in Germany. I mean, like pitching a little fit. And, you know, so Germans' exports were crippled. And 5 years later, Hitler basically turned them loose on the Jewish shops. This actually happened. And it was called Kristallnacht. And that's when they first started having the big roundup of the really communist Jewish people and the Jewish people they didn't like in Germany. And now he's saying, Lieutenant Colonel McGinnis is saying, that the progressive hate of these communists will be turned against Christians, and they will do to the Christians what the Nazis did on Kristallnacht. Guys, you know, when I first thought this, I thought, nah, it's not going to happen. But I started thinking about it. I said, wait a minute. This will probably happen in democratically controlled cities if they know that the people who are owning certain businesses are Christian. It probably will happen. They're probably going to push it to that level. Now, in the southern states, where pretty much everybody's armed and pretty much Christian in most businesses and small businesses, nah, I don't think that's going to happen. Because we're all going to defend our own organizations and our own countries and our own, basically, counties and cities. But, guys, this is getting really, really weird, and it's happening all over the place. So, please, I prayed for you this morning. Continue to pray for us. Continue to stand your ground as far as a Christian. Continue to believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, that this is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, and I will be glad at it. And tell the truth and talk to everybody. Everybody. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin's on Hagman tonight. Austin, go ahead and wrap it up. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Well said. You guys have an awesome July 4th weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go to the beach if you want. Shoot fireworks if you want. Hang out with people if you want. Have a party if you want. I don't care. I'm going to do the same. I've got a lot of people coming over. I've got all kinds of fun stuff we're doing with the kids. To actually sit back and listen to a tyrannical group of people tell you what you can and can't do on July 4th completely contradicts what the entire holiday weekend is about. Because it's funny, 2 weeks ago they never said a darn thing about protesters being restricted on anything they did. But yet now, July 4th weekend, they tell you you can't go to the beach or you can't shoot fireworks off in some areas. I'm not telling you to break the law, but use your brain, use your mind, stand your ground on this. I appreciate you guys. Freedom 5, 5% off coupon store-wide on regular sale products on the website this weekend. Be safe. If you are blowing stuff up, be careful. Use eye protection at least. Have an awesome weekend. We appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you on the Hagman Show tonight, and we'll talk to you again on this show Monday as always.